Going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're more than a student at Ferris State. You're a bulldog. Hey, this is Bill Pink, president of Ferris State University. And whether you're conquering challenges in the classroom or dominating the field as one of our national champions, being a bulldog means never letting go of your goals. Whether you're a future business leader, a healthcare hero, an esports innovator, or have your sights set on another extraordinary path, at Ferris State, you'll accelerate your life forward at the speed of industry. So unleash the bulldog in you at Ferris State University. Apply now at ferris.edu.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Hey guys, this is Bo Brisky, and you're listening to Whitecaps Radio.
Welcome back. It is Whitecaps Radio. We're getting ready for Whitecaps Baseball. Now standing by with Joseph Montalvo, one of the key additions for the Detroit Tigers at the Major League Baseball trade deadline. He is now a West Michigan Whitecap, coming over in the trade at St. Andrew Chafin over to the Texas Rangers, one of two pieces that comes back and now a member of the Detroit Tigers organization. Joseph, welcome to the Tigers and welcome to the Whitecaps.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So tell me a little bit about what the last week has been like for you. I know it's nothing like what you expected.
Well, it's been a little crazy, but it's been fun, though. You know, coming from an order that I was 2 years, and I met a lot of friends and met a lot of good people there. But coming here to Detroit, it's also been fun and great. You know, the way they've been treating me and the way that they received me and all that stuff has been unbelievable.
Take me through the story as to what happened and how it happened on trade deadline day. How it went down, how did you find out?
Well, when I was in practice, and after practice and after all we did in that day, they called me to the office, Judge Boniface, which is the boss there in the minor leagues. And he called me and he told me, hey, you've been traded to the Detroit Tigers. And you know, it's been a pleasure having you here and all that stuff. But, yeah, you've been traded. So I guess that's how the business works.
After that, the Tigers probably call you. So what happens then?
Well, yeah. They called me, the Tigers called me, and they gave me all the information and tell me about how things work here and where I was going to be playing. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Introduce yourself and tell us your story as to how you became a player. You used to actually play shortstop.
Yeah, I was a shortstop back in high school. And I started pitching in my second semester of senior year. And, you know, there I did pretty good that year, and I got lucky that the Rangers signed me and got the opportunity to, you know, play professional baseball. After that, it's been a long process becoming a pitcher, but I've been enjoying it ever since then, and it's been a... You know, it's just been fun. It's just, I love it.
What do you like most about it? What are you learning about yourself as a pitcher?
Well, that I can throw strikes. So,
They like that around here.
Yeah, that's one of the key, that I have. That's one of my strengths, that I can throw strike and throw a ball over the plate. You know, and I don't have like a power fastball, so I know that I gotta like study the hitters and read the hitters, and you know, that's my strength right there. That's what helped me to put the numbers that I've been putting.
When you study hitters, what kinds of things do you study?
Well, either is if they chase or if they make two strike approach, what are they looking for? You know, it's just more like a pitch by pitch thing. And, you know, obviously the teams give you a report where you can study them and understand where, like, where they hit the ball better, which pitch they do damage more, and that's kind of how I do it.
Sequencing's always interesting because I don't know if it was this way when you were younger, but a lot of us when we were younger, a lot of times it went fastball, fastball, breaking ball, and that's how you got to a strikeout. But nowadays, it seems like it's almost flipped. Now it's almost breaking ball, fastball. So how do you pay attention to that? How do you pay attention to sequencing? Does it depend on your personnel? Does it depend on who's at the plate? How do you go about figuring that sort of thing out? Because you pay attention to a lot.
Yeah, I'd say there's a lot of hitters out there that now they sit on breaking ball right away. So it's just a thing that if you see a hitter sitting on a breaking ball, then you try to just, if you're going to throw a breaking ball, then you just do it to a strike. I use my fastball up to finish them, which is one of my strengths there. Yeah.
Tell us about your family. Tell us about where you grew up. Tell us a little bit about Joseph the person.
This is West Michigan's home for the Whitecaps. WJRW Grand Rapids. W291 DJ Grand Rapids. A Cumulus Media Station. The Ticket. West Michigan's sports leader.
Well, I'm from Puerto Rico. My family's from Puerto Rico. I grew up in Puerto Rico, born and raised there. Moved to Florida when I was 16, when Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, like baseball stops, school stopped, everything stopped. So my dad and I, we decided to move to Florida and continue my baseball career and study there.
So you go to Florida. I assume you have a lot of family that is either still in Puerto Rico or they moved to Florida with you. Take me through that hurricane and obviously the impact that it had, not just on your family, but your extended family.
I mean, it was tough. It was tough, definitely. To my family, to Puerto Rico. You know, we decided that it was better for me moving to Florida to be able to continue my academy stuff and baseball and see if we, if I had a chance to, you know, either go to college or sign professional baseball. So it was a big thing for us, a learning experience, and definitely one of the best decisions that I have ever made. You know, because if it wasn't for that, maybe I wasn't gonna be here. So you know, everything happened for a reason. So.
We're talking to Joseph Montalvo. So the Rangers make you a late draft pick, and then you have a decision to make. Are you going to sign? Are you going to go to college? Take me through that thought process and what led you to signing.
Well, my dad asked me if, you know, what you want to do. You want to go to college? You want to go study? Or you want to go to professional baseball and try to make it? I was committed to a JUCO, Eastern Florida College, which is in Melbourne. So yeah, my dad asked me that, and I was like, you know, I just want to try to make it up there. That's my dream. That's what I want. And you know, he's supporting me. My family's supporting me. So that was the thing that made me do that decision. And you know, I'm happy.
I'd say that decision paid off pretty well for you. So now you're in this new organization, and you're in an organization that is really well known with helping handle and develop pitchers. So What are you most looking forward to as you embark on this brand new organization? What are you looking forward to as you take on this whole new team and these whole new people?
You know, hopefully get better and better and better every single day. Hopefully in 1 or 2 years make it up there, and hopefully this team can make a, you know, World Series team that win a championship, and you know, that's my dream, that's what I want, and hopefully it happens pretty soon, and I know it will happen. So
it can happen that quickly. Joseph Montalvo, the newest addition to the West Michigan Whitecaps and one of the newest additions to the Detroit Tigers organization. Joseph, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on being part of that deal and being a part of the Tigers. Congratulations. Thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Thanks to you. Thank you for having me.
That's Joseph Montalvo right here on Whitecaps Radio.
Hi, I'm John Subar. My family and I are third-generation owners of Model Coverall Service. For 100 years, Model has improved the image, cleanliness, productivity, and safety of workers and workplaces here in West Michigan. Thank you for your loyalty to us. We'll keep supporting the Whitecaps and the West Michigan community just as we have for 100 years. Hit a home run for your company. Go to modelcoverall.com. Modelcoverall.com. Since 1923.
You just slept on it funny. I think it's supposed to be that color. It's probably just something you ate. That'll clear right up with some aloe. Some chicken soup will have you back on your feet in no time. Not sure. But Mom will probably know.
Don't rely on guesswork. For 85 years, Blue Cross has been providing Michiganders with access to the care and resources they need. And we'll be ready to help for the next 85 years.
Welcome back inside the broadcast booth here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Well, bad news at the moment. The tarp is on the field here at Parkview Field. We're in a rain delay for the Whitecaps and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. So we're going to be in a holding pattern at the moment, trying to get ready for game four of a six-game series. Mother Nature will not let us. It has been raining pretty much since the early afternoon hours. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to let you hear the fact that Max Clark held a media session with local reporters here today. So you're going to hear that conversation. Then you're going to hear a chat with the Whitecaps manager, Tony Cappicelli. It all helps us pass some time during our rain delay coverage, and then hopefully we'll have a better idea as to what the plan is for baseball here today. It all helps us continue as we get you through our rain delay coverage right here from Fort Wayne, Indiana on Whitecaps Radio.
You're more than a student at Ferris State. You're a Bulldog. Hey, this is Bill Pink, president of Ferris State University. And whether you're conquering challenges in the classroom or dominating the field as one of our national champions, being a Bulldog means never letting go of your goals. Whether you're a future business leader, a healthcare hero, an esports innovator, or have your sights set on another extraordinary path, at Ferris State, you'll accelerate your life forward at the speed of industry. So unleash the Bulldog in you at Ferris State University. Apply now at ferris.edu.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Hey, this is Max Clark, and you're listening to Whitecaps Baseball. So it's actually the sports science team here in Detroit. I originally started playing five in a row to start the season and then having Sundays off because being in Florida, Sunday noon games are pretty rough. Definitely a warm one for sure. But they just ended up switching it, I guess, you know, following their research. I didn't dig too deep into it, but they said, you know, it's better for the body having three games and then a day off rather than, you know, five straight and a day off. Because on top of that, if I sit out Sunday, I'd have Sunday and Monday off because Monday was our off day. So I kind of like it because it also is – I never have more than, like, 48 hours of non-baseball activity. So it allows me to kind of just, like, stay in the loop 24/7.
Yeah, you feel – you feel it? I mean, you feel better?
Oh, yeah.
Weeks of this?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I love it. I love this schedule. And I actually – I don't mind day games. I like them. I think I see the ball a little bit better personally. Especially, like, these stadiums now, they have, like, new LED lights. And in my opinion, it kind of makes the ball glow rather than, like, light it up. And so the reflection of the lights off the ball actually kind of messed with the spin. So I've always enjoyed day games. So
the first I've heard that about the lights, that's interesting.
Yeah, if you talk to anybody from the SEC, ask them about their lights. Yeah. A lot of SEC college guys, they're the ones who brought it to my attention. And then after they said it, I started noticing it more. And it's real.
Yeah. Week and a half up. First impressions of your time in West Michigan so far.
It's the best thing I've ever experienced so far, to be completely honest. Obviously, you know, being with Midwest people is a start. You know, it's where I was raised, where I was from, and it's awesome. It just feels closer to home, you know, especially this week being in Fort Wayne. I've had a lot of family and friends coming up, and Saturday is going to be incredible. I mean, it feels like there's at least 50 people, including family, fiance, everyone coming up. So more than excited to see them. The competition's great. Obviously, we're in a playoff race here, too, which is nice. So we were playing competitive baseball in Lakeland. We were leading our division. We had, like, the most wins in minor league baseball, I think, in the first half. And then coming up here, you throw in great weather with a competitive team, and it's a lot better. So I'm enjoying it. I've been around this group of guys during spring training, too, so kind of just fit right in. Chemistry's great. And then, obviously, I was with Jim Jarvis early on. Kevin McGonigal came up, and, you know, those three are, like, my best friends on this squad. So it's been great. I'm really enjoying it. Like I said, the competition's great, and, you know, it's a blast.
How much easier has this transition been, having McGonigal, having Jarvis, having guys you know around you, as opposed to just flying solo here?
Oh, it 100% makes it easier, without a doubt. You know, having somebody that you can lean on and kind of ask questions with, and that's kind of where I go to gym with. You know, he's been here a little bit longer. He's played about a month or maybe a little bit more now, so he's kind of understands, like, what's different from low A. He's had, a full month worth of at-bats, and so I came in ready to ask questions, and he was ready to answer them. So that was big. And then additionally, like, this staff and this group is a lot more, they're a lot older than I am. And so that not only have they been in professional baseball for a couple of years, but they also played in some of the best conferences in college baseball. So a lot of good stuff to bounce off of. And, you know, having an older crew, they're obviously more experienced. So, and then you go to, like, the manager staff, it's incredible. You know, Tony's great. I love Frankie as a hitting coach. And then Rico's the man at being, yeah, obviously he's a pitching coach, but, like, he's a good clubhouse guy. And, you know, that's, we need those. So, I've enjoyed it. It's great. But yeah, it's been awesome.
During your first part of the season in Lakeland, did you find yourself focusing on some specific things, or was this just kind of a broad work on your game to up the level?
I would say a little bit of both. Obviously, you know, they were giving me, like, smaller pieces to kind of hone in on. But as a whole, like, this whole year is about getting, like, your first year in pro ball, getting rather than, like, your feet web, like, fully getting submerged in professional baseball. Last 25 games of 23, I was able to play between the FCL and low A, so that was great. And that's what I would consider, like, getting the feet wet. And then, obviously, I was sitting in the offseason with a lot of things to work on, a lot of things to kind of figure out, and just learn more about myself. And that's kind of how, moving forward into this year, I kind of went into it. You know, looking at an overall picture, I knew I wanted to get better at base running. You know, obviously, speed is one of my best tools, if not my best tool. And speed, like, that never slumps. Speed never slumps. You know, you're having a bad game. For example, Wednesday night, I mean, I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. But I finally, like, punched one to the third base side, and I was able to beat it out and extend a hit streak. So, like, the little things like that, playing the game hard and using speed to my advantage are huge. So moving forward, that's still what I'm kind of honing in my opinion. Catchers are better. Pitchers are better. They have better moves. They hold runners better. So you just got to kind of, like, figure out the little small things about what happens in the game at each and every next level. And then if you look at it from, like, a swing perspective, I wouldn't say there was a huge change in my swing this year rather than, like, an approach. You know, in the offseason, there was little things we did with my hands, a few things we did with my lower half. But that's just kind of things you grow up and
develop into. Moving for the next probably 2 or 3 years, it's going to be more about just controlling the strike zone, taking the walks as I need them, and just like Scott Harris talks about in his approach each and every day. Like, that's what we want as a Detroit Tiger hitter, and that's what I'm going to continue to strive for.
Where did you feel like you made the most progress in your time during Lakeland to get to here?
Honestly, I would say my biggest like point of jump would have been hitting, in my opinion. Yeah. I think I did make some great strides on the base running and on the defensive side, but I was able to really become a more aggressive hitter. And rather than like in high school, you know, guys weren't really throwing me as many strikes. Like, it was a completely different game. Here, guys execute no matter the count. They can throw any pitch. And sometimes, you know, that 0-0 hanging slider might be the best pitch you get. In high school, I would have never swung at that ever, because eventually they would have probably gone down to the count 3-1 or eventually just thrown a heater because they wanted to try and blow one by me, like something like that. Here, guys execute no matter the count, no matter, you know, who's up. Like, they're there to throw their best pitches because they get paid to get outs too. So for me, like, I had to be a little more aggressive. Now, on the flip side of that, like, I still have to be good about taking my walks and not being overly aggressive, but finding that like fine line of the aggressive selective approach is where I've really been trying to hone in my game, and that came together in Lakeland. So we're trying to build off that here, because, you know, there's been a couple times already where like I've kind of expanded my zone, and that comes like when you're hitting really well, you kind of try to hit everything. But guys are too good to do that now. So I'm just trying to like lock that in and continue it through the rest of 24.
Have you felt the jump from low A to high A? We hear from guys that that's a jump. The jump to double A is even bigger. But you, in this week and a half, you get a sense that everybody's up here now.
100%. You know, I was actually talking about this with Kevin. We're roommates, so we talk about little things like that all the time. And it's like when you look at it from a skill standpoint, the skill is close. Like, each and every level, obviously the skill gap gets tighter, but it's actually not as far apart as people realize, and the levels are pretty close. Now, the one massive separator is guys execute almost what I feel like 50% better here. You know, you got a lot of young, inexperienced first year players in low A, or guys that are like coming up from the complex league, and so in my opinion they didn't execute as well with off speed, or they like to throw their off speed like kind of in the heart of the plate. And that makes for an easier at bat. It's more comfortable because you don't have to worry about chasing out of the zone. Like, guys aren't trying to get you to chase. Usually if they throw it out of the zone, it was an accident. Here it's like guys will, you know, first pitch of the at bat, right on the edge of the zone, slider. Especially like left-handed pitchers I've noticed are like, that's been the biggest jump. Left-handed pitching in complex is so different than left-handed pitching in high A. It's unbelievable. Especially being a left-handed hitter. But it's like, couple guys, they'll throw it on the outer half, slider first pitch, then the second one will be a little bit more outside of that, and it's like right off the plate, but you swing at it anyway because it's kind of close, and then the next one's way off chase pitch and you're looking for it and you still swing at it because it was like a well executed pitch. Where in, you know, Lakeland, I felt like they might get you a first pitch heater to try and get you ahead, then move to a get me over slider, and it's like if those two pitches are in the heart of the zone, that at bat's probably already over. So that's like, I think that's the biggest difference for sure. Defense is better, the pace of play is faster, and guys just execute at a higher level.
Yeah. What did you like about Lakeland?
Honestly, I love my manager and all my coaches there and everybody there. Andrew Graham was incredible. I literally couldn't have asked for a better person to like start my professional baseball career with, because not only is he like a great manager and like he knows how to win games, but he was a player. And you know, there were a lot of things that he did in his young career that I was like similar to, in terms of like controlling emotions and, you know, base running. Like, those are things that he was really good at that, you know, a 19 and 18 year old may not have coming in to pro ball. And that's not just me, that's like across the board. You know, a lot of guys, pro ball is their first time struggling, especially like high draft picks out of high school. Like, it's their first time they struggle. Andrew was incredible about that. And like, we just had a lot of really good conversations about like the mind body connection and stuff like that. It was great. I enjoyed him a ton. I would say my least favorite part was the weather, but other than that, Lakeland was phenomenal.
It's supposed to be hot there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Spring training.
Yep, exactly. The spring was awesome. That was the best weather I probably ever had.
I was down there for a couple games in June. It's just hot. It just always is.
Oh yeah, nothing but hot.
What's the pair like with you and McGonagall? Because it just seems like you two should click, and it seems like it's worked out well.
Oh, I mean, I've talked about this a ton. He and I are best friends, man. We first met on the U16 circuit with Team USA. So we've known each other for a long time. I've played alongside of him a bunch. And, you know, the one thing I always say is, like, he plays the game harder than anybody I know. He's an insane competitor. He wants to win. He cares more about, like, the team than himself, which is what anybody asks for. And, you know, he's just one of my best friends. You know, we've spent a lot of time together. We actually won a gold medal together. And now being a part of the same, like, organization, you know, he gave me a shout on draft night. And I noticed, because I got drafted, obviously, like, a couple picks before him. And I was watching the draft. I see his name come up. My parents, my friends, we all lose our minds because it's like two best friends going to the same organization. He immediately calls me up. Like, it was a special moment because we knew how close of a connection we had. And then moving into it, like, he's a phenomenal player, obviously. But it's like, it's more than that. He's a good human. He's a good player. And he's a great teammate. So very close connection with him, and hopefully to be sticking together for the next couple of years.
You mentioned the family. It sounds like you had a big crew from Franklin up there the first game on Tuesday, I think I heard.
Yeah.
Just, what's the excitement been from town and just kind of all your Franklin people to have you close now?
Oh, it's been amazing, to be quite honest. You know, obviously being close to home, it's pretty much all I could ask for, because this is the first time that, like, most of them have seen me play professionally. So, like, last night my parents were here, a lot of family friends, my fiance's family was here, and then Saturday, like, all my best friends and my fiance are coming, so more than excited to see them. You know, my fiance has been by my side throughout this entire thing, and she's gotten a chance to come to Florida and West Michigan, and now she's coming up here. So it makes for an awesome, awesome time, because, like, when you have your support group that close, that's all you can really ask for. It makes everything else easy, both positive and negative games.
That's good. I'll let somebody else in the room ask. See what else they got going on there. What else you got, guys?
Yeah, well, Max, I mean, so to clarify, this series is the first time you're playing pro
Recording
ball
stopped.
In Hoosier State, right?
Yeah, so this is the first time I've played anything in Indiana since my last game of high school.
Wow, and so
Recording
taking,
in
that,
progress.
Taking that field again earlier in the week and kind of realizing that you're back home again in Indiana, as that saying goes, kind of what was that moment like taking it in?
It's exactly like what you just said. I mean, it was cool to be coming home and being like, it felt familiar. It felt extremely familiar. Like, the grass is the same grass I'm used to. The dirt's the same. Like, it was a weird feeling, just because you'd been away from home so long. But like I said, like, Midwest people are the best people, and so being surrounded by this group has been great. And then you add in the support staff that's going to be here the next 7 days. It's been great. I've really enjoyed it.
And going from Franklin, you know, hearing your name in the draft, was there a moment where it really hit you as you're in your first, you know, it's been a full season now of professional baseball?
It's been a surreal year to start with that. You know, I was actually talking to my fiance about this, like, when we looked at, you know, a year ago today posts and moving forward, like, the amount of change that's happened from a completely positive standpoint has been awesome. Like, living on your own is phenomenal, and being able to, like, finally grow into professional baseball has been great. And that's something I talked about earlier. Like, West Michigan was the first time that I felt like I was really playing professional baseball, because every game has 7,000 fans. Like, you're living in apartments rather than, like, dorms. It was a different feeling. And so to be able to, like, control that and be in the position that I am is a blessing. And like I said, this is a good place to be to start.
Have you felt at all any sort of you know, pressure just coming from the stature of where you were drafted, being the highest rated bat to come out of Indiana high schools? Have you felt that at all, or are you feeling just kind of that same sort of, you know, day in, day out approach?
Definitely the same, like, same approach each and every day. You know, obviously it's a blessing to be in those positions and to, like, understand where that, like, stature comes from. Like, yeah, it's a really cool feeling to be a top 10 prospect, like the number one prospect in Detroit. Like, that's awesome, and those are all very good things, but that doesn't, like, change who I am and the way I play my game. Obviously, you know, it comes with some territory and it comes with, like, a target, but I love it. I've kind of always fed off that, obviously, like, with the high school rankings and stuff. So I enjoy it rather than look at it as a negative. I think it's just a cool thing to accept and kind of take on your shoulder as you go through the process.
You were on the pocket schedule this down in Lakeland.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple of them. They're sweet.
Yeah. The Tigers organization, there's some genuine excitement for you guys, it feels like, from the top down and from the bottom up. Are you feeling that as you kind of get up and you get a chance to, you see the big league guys in the spring, but you just get around the Detroit guys, that there is some real excitement from West Michigan, Erie, Toledo, all the way through?
100%. You know, we talked about it in spring for, like, a group standpoint, and the culture is changing here. Obviously, like, you look at it, Double A Erie's already made playoffs. Our FCL team just won the FCL playoffs. We're in the playoff hunt. Lakeland's in the playoff hunt, and Toledo's only 3 games back. So when you look at it from, like, an organizational standpoint, you know, it's not always about, like, immediate success. Like, something that Scott talks about all the time is like building a farm system and building a culture of winning. And when you look at each and every team and how they've progressed over the last, you know, 3 years in the minor leagues, like we're on the right course. We want to win. We have development coaches that want to win. We have a great development staff in general. And then you look at, you know, our farm rankings like across MLB, like we're a top five farm system in the minor leagues. Obviously with the addition of Lorenzo that we just picked up and a couple other guys like Montalvo, like those are really, really big pieces that we just added into our core that are going to do nothing but continue to build up this farm system to help us succeed in, you know, 2025, 6 and 7, and further on to that. And then you look at guys that are homegrown talents that have developed and become really, really good and all-star talent players. Like, I mean, Colt Keith's having a Rookie of the Year campaign that I would argue is actually the best in the American League, especially since May. Riley Green's an all-star. Terry Ricci's an all-star and probably Cy Young, knock on wood, like, God forbid anything happens, but he's probably going to win the Cy Young. And you look at that, and it's like those are cornerstone pieces that really build into a really good foundation of a Detroit Tiger player. So I'm excited. Everybody else is excited. And then you look at just the farm system. It's elite. So we're on the right pace. We're going to win games, and it's going to be exciting.
Full disclosure, Tigers fan here, lifelong Tigers fan.
There we go. Fantastic.
On this. Does it ever feel like work? Does it feel like work on any day?
Absolutely not. You know, there's a really famous quote. It's like, you got to love what you do and do what you love. And when you do both of those things, it's not a job. So I'm sticking with that. I've kind of rocked with that. I've honestly wanted to get it tattooed. Like, that's how bought in I am on it. You know, it's a really big blessing to be able to play a kid's game and something that you do love. And yes, is it a job and does it come with responsibility? 100%. But I wouldn't trade that in for literally anything. I love this game. I love it more than I like to breathe. So it's definitely an exciting time for a young kid to be going through professional baseball.
Perspective. Thanks for the time, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I guess one thing for me, had you ever been to Fort Wayne before this week?
Yeah, so I believe I played here when I was 15 or 16. Okay. So yeah, I have been here once. I love the park. Wind always blows out, especially to right field, so that's cool. Thought I had one yesterday or the other day, but guess not. But yes, I love this park. It's a good vibe. And you know, it's a bit, like I said, it's been packed the last 2 nights. So it's awesome when everybody's involved and the energy is just really good.
Just for you, this being your first pro season, obviously we're getting deeper into the year. How are you feeling physically? Any fatigue at all at this point in the year?
Surprisingly not. I was talking to my agent about this the other day, and it's like everybody talks about like the grind of 138, 132, whatever it is. And it's like, yeah, I think right before the All-Star break, I was starting to feel it. And it didn't help that it was like 110 in Florida the last week. It was the hottest it's ever been, in my opinion. It was unbelievable. But getting up here, I felt like I caught like a second wind of adrenaline. And then on top of that, I was talking to Jace Young about this, and it's like when you have these big of crowds and like this big of an environment, especially with what the Whitecaps bring, like you don't always have to be like ready to go because the crowd kind of brings you into the game. And so I'm not always providing my own adrenaline. It kind of just happens, which makes the body feel so much better. Like it's not as much of a grind as it is to get up at, you know, 7 a.m. and go play in 110 degree heat. Like, you know, it's just kind of a nice night with some great fans and good baseball. So, like, that fires me up every single day.
Good. That's great.
Well, Max, just I know you played in big league ballparks and showcases and big league spring training sites down in Florida, and you kind of touched on it. But what stands out to you here about Parkview Field in Fort Wayne?
Oh, it's incredible. For me, I think the playing surface is phenomenal, especially a lot of guys get some bad reps in the Midwest. Like, it's not clay, it's not Bermuda. I'm so out on that. I think this is the best setup. I like kind of like a harder dirt. I think the playing surface is awesome. And then, like I said, the fan base is great here. You know, it's similar to the Whitecaps, and they just kind of bring it every single night. And then you throw in the fact that it's an Indiana area code. It's pretty cool. So,
Scott Harris was talking the other day after the trade deadline, and he talked about the game where you had the game time triple, mm-hmm. and then came home on the walk-off balk. And he just talked about how he loves the way you play the game. And so I was wondering if you could just speak to that and kind of tell us a story of how you like to think you play the game. Because the way that you would tell it and describe it to people who maybe are in Detroit, who haven't gotten a chance to see the element, the dynamic that you, in the best version of yourself, play the game. How would you describe it?
I think exactly how you ended that is exactly how I play it. Like, I'm just myself. You know, I play with 110% passion, flair, whatever you want to call it, each and every day. And that's because I love the game. A lot of guys kind of maybe on Twitter or something might look at it as like a little bit of like arrogance, or they don't like the flair, whatever it is. But it's like when you really look at it, and a great guy to compare it to is like Harper. Like the way Harper plays the game is how I aspire to play the game, because I'm nowhere near that level yet. But like the way that dude plays the game, I mean, I remember I'm pretty sure it was his debut or his first week with the big league club. He's running face first into the wall, making a great catch, and he's got like blood dripping down his face. And it's like they had to tell him that he can't play that hard. But he never did. He just kept playing that hard. And that's kind of how I want to be. Like, I want to be the guy that's taking extra bases. I want to be the guy that's helping the team win by, you know, a swinging bunt, but you beat it out. They throw it away, and you go first to third. Like, you know, that's happened a couple times this year already. I kind of like that kind of gritty, like, try and get me if you can type of play. And then additionally, you throw in the outfield, especially at LMCU where it's, you know, 437,000 feet to center field. Like, I can literally run and cover every single piece of that outfield grass. So it's nice when you kind of just, like, in my opinion, I look at it as taking off like the training wheels, because I literally can just go and run, and that's the best part of it.
Any other questions for Matt? Thank you, Max.
Sweet.
Thanks,
Max. Yeah, thank you guys.
Give the fam a shout. If I'm up in that area tomorrow night, I might try and swing by and get some video.
Oh, fantastic.
Sounds good. Some of your crew there at the...
Take home improvements. Put the equity in your home to work this spring with an affordable home equity line of credit from Lake Michigan Credit Union. Make home improvements, consolidate debt, plan a wedding. No matter what you use it for, a home equity loan from Lake Michigan Credit Union makes your home equity work hard for you at a rate that's easy to love. Update your kitchen, landscape your yard, add an addition, or put in that pool with a low rate that will surprise you. Visit an LMCU branch or go to homeequity.lmcu.org and learn more. An equal housing lender. NMLS number 442967.
Meet Michigan Milk, nature's original recovery drink. With 13 essential nutrients like calcium and vitamin D, milk helps build strong muscles and helps improve bone health. Just a single glass packs a punch with 8 grams of high-quality protein and the electrolytes your body needs to perform at its best. So whether you're looking to fuel up to start your day or recover after a workout, milk has you covered. Proudly brought to you by Michigan Dairy Farmers, supporting athletes and communities across our state. Milk means more.
Imagine how great owning a hot tub would be. Soaking away the stress of the day, enjoying quality time with your loved one. At Master Spas of West Michigan, you can order the hot tub or swim spa just right for you. And for a limited time, save $500 to $1,000 on select models. Master Spas of West Michigan is proud to be active in our community and totally committed to customer satisfaction. Visit Master Spas of West Michigan on 28th Street in the Grand Central Plaza.
Chase Young, deep to right, gone!
It's Whitecaps Baseball, where you can now listen to games from anywhere in the world at whitecapsbaseball.com.
Welcome back. It's Whitecaps Radio, getting ready for Whitecaps Baseball. Whitecaps manager Tony Cappuccelli has a handful of very interesting new faces that have blended with some Whitecaps that have continuously gotten more and more comfortable with this Whitecaps group. Tony Cappuccelli, Whitecaps manager, joins us here on Whitecaps pregame. Tony, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's jump into some of these players that have now integrated with the current group, and some of these players that have really kind of created a bit of a buzz among this group that you already have. So before we get into Max Clark, Kevin McGonigal, and the newest Whitecaps that are headed your way, just give me a state of where your team is at and what you like so far here in the second half.
What's been really good to see is our offensive plan has been improving as time goes on. I think we had a few punch outs last night, but we went through a pretty good streak where we really weren't striking out a whole lot. We're taking our walks, we're limiting our strikeouts, we're putting together good at bats, even games that we had lost, even moments that we didn't really execute, I think we were putting ourselves in position to either get back in the game or give ourselves a lead with a hit. And we've kind of preached that from day one of, you know, if we get down late in the game, let's get the tying run to the plate, and who knows what's going to happen, you know. And our guys have really done a good job of competing throughout the course of the game. It's a very competitive group, so it's good to see them take their at-bats, you know, later in the game especially. And then obviously adding some pieces with some speed and some, you know, potential to drive balls. It just makes our lineup, you know, more complete top to bottom.
You've managed before, but this is a higher level. So compared to game one, we're almost to game number 100. What's coming easier to you now as opposed to when we started?
I wouldn't say necessarily easier. You know, every day, this is such a cliche, like every day is a new day and there's new things.
It's true.
It is. And everything, like new things come up, you know? And so it's like we went through streaks where our defense was miserably bad. And I mean, we couldn't get outs. It was bad. And we kind of had the conversation of, let's stop avoiding making errors. Like, let's not play to avoid making an error. Let's be more aggressive. And if we make a mistake, make it an aggressive mistake. If we're going to throw the ball away, throw it away. Like, don't baby it and come up just short. Like, throw the ball. And guys bought into that, and we've played better defense. You know, they do a really good job of focusing on their work before games, working on their defense, working on positioning, you know, the things that they have to do to be good. And I think it's just the ebbs and flows of the season. You know, you have your ups and downs with every part of it. And the one thing that we've tried to remain consistent on is being aggressive, running the bases, really trying to get guys going first to third, steal bases when the opportunities are there, push the envelope a little bit, you know, make the other team throw us out. And so they've bought into that idea of staying aggressive on the bases. And I think because of that, when guys get on base, they're looking for opportunities to advance. So we might have ups and downs with, you know, pitching or defense or, you know, bullpen starters, whatever it might be. But as long as we kind of keep that identity of playing aggressively and not playing to avoid mistakes, but like playing more in a proactive way to try to make plays and try to force the issue a little bit, I think that continues to kind of drive this lineup.
How do you empower these guys to look for those opportunities, especially when it comes to utilizing their speed? Because you talked about it, and over the course of this season, this team has seen a huge uptick in players who can take advantage of things like that, whether it be Seth Stevenson or Patrick Lee, who I believe is 28 out of 29 between his two levels this year. Of course, Max Clark, Kevin McGonigal, a couple of guys with 20 stolen base seasons before they got here. You have a lot more at your disposal.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing is you know, we do so much work beforehand to give the guys information on what pitchers are doing and things that they can look for to take advantage of. And if they get thrown out, they get thrown out. It's not going to be the last time. They're not the first dude in the history of baseball to be thrown out trying to take an extra base. So sometimes you got to, you know, slap them on the butt and say, go get them next time. And keep them aggressive. Like, the last thing we want to do is lose aggressiveness on the bases because they're getting thrown out. And most of the time, if guys do get thrown out, then it's just a great conversation afterwards. Like, hey, what'd you see? What could you have done different? What could you have done better? You know, Roberto Campos got doubled up last night, and we're trying to get him to steal in that count. And their pitcher was mixing his looks, mixing his times, mixing sets. He's holding on him, slide steps. And I think he got to a 1-2 or 2-2 count and went leg kick, and Roberto took off. And it was a perfect time for him to run. And it was such a good job by him of going at the right time on the right pitch. I think earlier in the season, he probably takes off on the first pitch and the guy slide steps and he's out by 18 steps, you know? And obviously we didn't like that he got doubled up because he didn't peek in on the steal and gets doubled up on the fly ball to right when he's sliding into second. But we can also kind of pick and choose what we're going to emphasize. And for him in that moment, the bigger part was probably the stolen base and doing it at the right time. So really it's having constructive conversations after the fact, whether it's good or bad. And because we've had times where we've been successful stealing bases and we had no business stealing. And the same conversation has to happen. Like, probably not the best time to go. And you may have gotten a little bit lucky there or a call went our way. But, you know, at least it's a conversation that's constructive and it's helping guys improve.
Talking with Whitecaps manager Tony Cappuccelli. I was listening to Scott Harris talk yesterday after the Major League Baseball trade deadline had passed. And one of the things he was talking about was Max Clark. Somebody asked him about his adjustment or active adjustment to the high A level. And he specifically named what he saw him do in his first week, namely the game-tying RBI triple against the Lansing Lugnuts, the two-run triple, and just what a cool moment that was, whether it be the triple or the walk-off balk. I know you often have your manager hat on, but if you can for a moment, if you can take that off and just put on a fan hat for me and just take me through what it looked like from your perspective to see a 19-year-old at high A have a moment like that.
That was so rad. I mean, there's really no other way to put it. Like, it's a 1-2 pitch. You know, for him to get to a breaking ball that was, you know, down, like, inner part of the plate, keep it fair, you know, and then obviously having Patrick at first base.
Pinch run decision, by the way.
Yeah, Bennett's still mad at me about that. He thinks he could have scored. I told him he's maybe standing up and going to third. That was a cool moment. It was a cool moment for Max, obviously doing it in front of our fans and having that excitement. I was excited. Like, he gets to third base and we had a big old bro high five, and I was pumped. He was pumped, and it was a cool moment for him. It was a cool moment for our fans because I know, you know, they're excited to see Max. You know, and for him to come up with that big hit to tie the game, and then, you know, you see his excitement when the balk happened and scores the run. And I mean, that's as authentic as it gets. Like, it's cool to see your players get excited and watch them celebrate together because, you know, we're down and they'd been fighting that whole game. It was a game we needed to win. And for them to, for Max to have that kind of an at-bat, you know, his first week being there, like, it was his third game. I mean, that was really exciting.
Talking to Tony Cappuccelli. So you've got Kevin McGonigal as well. And it's important to make sure that we continue to talk about Kevin because the numbers he put up in Lakeland were just ridiculous. Led the league in OPS, led him in OBP, continuing to get adjusted to this league, hit a couple of balls really, really hard, continuing to try to straighten those out. But you kind of feel like, even based on what we've seen, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, his at-bats have been really good. He's getting good swings off every at-bat. He's hit some balls hard right at guys. He's had a couple grenades fall for hits. You know, he got to a ball last night that he pulled down the line foul for a homer. I think he did it twice at home as well. So he's getting the pitches. He's able to handle velocity. He's able to lay off of pitches that are outside of the zone. His at-bats have been really impressive. I think some people might look at the numbers and say that they're not what, you know, he was doing in Lakeland, but he's not far off from getting those results. He's taking really good swings. He hasn't had an at-bat where he looks overmatched, where he looks like he's not comfortable in the box. His at-bats have been very, very good. And again, like, he hit that double last night hard, hit the comebacker last night that turned into a double play that, you know, is close to being an RBI base hit up the middle at 100-something miles an hour off the bat. So he really has squared balls up, and he's had great at-bats. And again, it's a matter of time. He gets a couple balls to hit to fall, and the confidence keeps building. And, you know, when you watch him in the box, you just know it's a confident guy that has a plan, he sticks to it, and he knows himself pretty well.
Everybody knows this league is hard, but it is doubly or triply hard for 19-year-old kids. Guys who are playing high school ball a year ago. What additional challenges are guys like Max and Kevin going through that maybe some of the other guys are not?
You know, them being high draft picks, you know, there's going to be a kind of a perceived pressure on them that I don't necessarily think they put on themselves. Their expectations of themselves as competitors is high enough. And so they don't necessarily listen to the outside noise. You know, we hear fans all the time, you know, that are excited to see Max and Kevin, and as they should be, they're exciting players. But I think, again, it's a part of their process of, you know, they've got to go through the grind, go through the seasons, go through the at-bats, the ups and downs to, you know, eventually become big leaguers, you know. And there's times that they're going to probably struggle, and there's times where they're going to be really successful. And learning how to handle both is going to be really important for both of them. I mean, it's learning how to handle failure is one part of this, but also learning how to handle success is also another part, because it's easy to talk your way into a slump or, you know, get really excited and lose focus. And the way that those two guys handle their business, they're not the types that are going to lose focus. They just they're going to grind out at bats. They're going to be prepared. They're going to do their homework on opposing pitchers. Like, they know what they're looking for. And they both show a really high level of maturity, especially for their age.
It's fun to see these guys and how they're integrating themselves with the guys you've had working, grinding in this locker room throughout the course of this season. And now you're going to have a couple of new faces. Tigers made some trades at the trade deadline. You're going to end up with Joseph Montalvo, a pitcher that was acquired in the deal with the Texas Rangers, but also Tyrone Lorenzo, a catcher that comes over as part of the deal with Jack Flaherty from the Los Angeles Dodgers, somebody that you actually worked with once upon a time, a long time ago. Take me back to your history with Tyrone Lorenzo and now how you guys have re-intersected.
Yeah, I remember, kind of meeting him briefly down when I was down in the Dominican. We'd go down there a couple times a year. And
this is when you were coaching with the Dodgers.
Yeah, this is probably 21 maybe. We had our fall instructional league that year, and he had come over with a couple other guys that are in Great Lakes right now. So I didn't get a whole lot of time to work with him directly, but I got to meet him and got to be around him for that month or so. Obviously we saw him quite a bit this year playing Great Lakes, and we're excited to have him.
So now he's here, and now you have this group that all of a sudden has some new pieces. Is it fair to say that now with Clark, McGonagall, with the guys you have, is it easy to say that maybe all of a sudden with the dog days of summer being upon us that maybe some new guys kind of help bring some new life and maybe bring some new energy this time of year?
Yeah, our group is very loose. They have fun. They won't stop screaming in the clubhouse right now. It's a fun group to be around, and they do a great job of getting their work done but also enjoying themselves. We want them to enjoy their work and enjoy being around each other, enjoy being at the ballpark, and stay focused and getting their work done. So it is nice to add some new pieces and some new personalities to the team, because it does kind of keep it fresh. You have new guys, and they're trying to get to know the new guys, and new guys are trying to get to know the guys that have been here, and they're trying to acclimate to the clubhouse and just kind of the culture that is our clubhouse. It was probably different for some of those guys in Lakeland before they got here. It's probably different for Lorenzo before he gets here from Great Lakes. So it's fun to see how they acclimate. It's fun to see how who they gravitate towards, and it's a lot of fun to sit back and kind of watch it, because it's an interesting dynamic at work.
I once heard that a loud clubhouse is a loose clubhouse. Speaking of clubhouses, how do you like your new office in the new Whitecaps clubhouse?
It's been good. I think the players, once in a while, I see them look up when they pull up in their car, and I just sit by the window and stare at them. And then they wonder.
You have a window now. That's right.
And they wonder if they're late or something, or they're in trouble because they see me standing there. But it's nice. It's been really enjoyable. I get to be a little bit further away from where they're at, so their music doesn't bother me as much because it always seems to be on really loud. But it's been awesome.
Well, it feels like there has been some good vibes and some good karma since that flip over, and hopefully those good vibes continue the rest of the way. Tony Cappuccelli, the manager of the West Michigan Whitecaps, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Tony Cappuccelli right here on Whitecaps Radio.
Of models. Hi, I'm John
Hi,
Subar.
I'm John Subar. My family and I are third generation owners of Model Coverall Service. For 100 years, Model has improved the image, cleanliness, productivity, and safety of workers and workplaces here in West Michigan. Thank you for your loyalty to us. We'll keep supporting the Whitecaps and the West Michigan community just as we have for 100 years. Hit a home run for your company. Go to modelcoverall.com. Modelcoverall.com since 1923.
You just slept on it funny. I think it's supposed to be that color. It's probably just something you ate. That'll clear right up with some aloe. Some chicken soup will have you back on your feet in no time. Not sure. But Mom will probably know.
Don't rely on guesswork. For 85 years, Blue Cross has been providing Michiganders with access to the care and resources they need. And we'll be ready to help for the next 85 years.
At Lake Michigan Credit Union, they know there are two sides to every home purchase. The logical, how much is the down payment? How much are the monthly payments? And the emotional, does it feel like home? Can we see ourselves growing old here? At Lake Michigan Credit Union, they don't choose sides. LMCU offers low rates and low down payments for the roof over your head and warm, friendly service for the roof over your heart. Visit lmcu.org/mortgage and discover why they're Michigan's number one mortgage lender. An equal housing lender. NMLS number 442967.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
This is Spencer Torkelson, and you're listening to Whitecaps Baseball.
Welcome back. It's Whitecaps Radio. We're getting ready for Whitecaps Baseball. Now standing by with one of the newer members of the Whitecaps starting rotation, Joe Adametz has been in West Michigan now for a handful of starts, and he just put together one of his best appearances probably of his entire life and is certainly of his professional career, coming off of five scoreless, hitless innings. We didn't say it on the air when it was happening because you know how it works. Joe joins us now, and now we can talk about it. Joe, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here. Like you said, just had a handful of starts up here. Got the call up a little over a month ago, and that was awesome. That was an awesome experience. But yeah, just really happy to be up here with this team. You know, getting a promotion feels like your career is really progressing and taking another step towards the big leagues. So, yeah, it's a good time, and I'm really happy to be here.
Describe the moment when you found out you were coming to West Michigan.
Yeah, so we got back after a week in Bradenton, finished up a series there. That was the end of the first half. By that time, I'd strung together, I think, three scoreless outings and just been pitching really well for the whole first half. And got back on Sunday night, unpacked everything, got back to the dorms down there where you stay in Lakeland, and Grammer, the manager, called me up.
Andrew Graham,
yeah, called me up after I got back to my room, and he's like, Joe, where you at? I was like, I just got back to my room, probably just going to hang out for the rest of the night, you know, and then into my off day. He's like, all right, well, you should probably go back to the locker room. You got to pack up your stuff. You're going up to West Michigan. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. So that was an awesome experience. And then the next couple hours, calling family and friends, it was an awesome experience. And if that is just a taste of what it's like when you get to call the big leagues, I cannot wait for that moment, because even just that this step right here was an absolute blessing on an awesome time to celebrate. But it's still my job, still my business to go out there and kind of then, you know, put that excitement behind me and then go out there and perform.
You got a chance to get to know Andrew Graham pretty well over the last couple of years. What did it mean for you to get that news from him and to, obviously with the success you had with him, to be able to share a moment with him?
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, last year being able to, you know, be with the team for a little bit in 23, and especially in the playoff push, I pitched well there, and I think they trusted me a lot pretty quickly. I proved myself pretty quickly, and that was awesome. And then this year, you know, kind of, you know, calling me out sometimes as a leader and kind of giving me the go-ahead to kind of lead the team and the staff a bit more, and that was an interesting sort of complex, you know, when someone kind of inspires you or asks you to be a leader on the team, you feel a bit more responsible for what goes on and what happens, and there were a couple other guys that were part of that that he felt as though embodied what it took to be a leader, you know, good performers on the field, but ultimately like good clubhouse guys, and there was a couple weeks there where we struggled a few times, and I definitely hadn't struggled going to sleep like I had after a loss because of just knowing that I was maybe a bit more responsible. Even though I may not pitch that game, you know, I felt a bit more responsible for how the staff pitched or the outcome of the game. So, but you know, I hope those opportunities continue to come and the leadership position continues to find me.
We're talking with Joe Adametz. So, Lakeland to West Michigan, you're closer to your hometown. Pennsylvania is where you grew up. So I'm imagining it's a little bit easier for family to come and see you. Have they made that trip yet?
Yeah, so my parents made the first trip to Lansing, even though we were on the road. They came right from my first start in Lansing, which was awesome that they could come out. Both my parents are retired, so they have a lot of free time. I have two older siblings. They're both married. One of them actually had a baby girl in March, and so I'm an uncle. I haven't unfortunately been able to meet her in person, but so they're pretty busy with her. Very understandable. I actually FaceTime them probably every day just to see her because I'm super excited. I can't wait till I get to hold her when the season's over. But they haven't been able to make it, but I know there's friends and family all over the place watching. Every time I go out there and pitch, you know, I get quite a few texts afterwards. Always, you know, whether good or bad, just, you know, feeling loved and cared for and supported. And from those people, and it's awesome.
Well, one of the things that jumps out in learning about you is how important family is, and learning your story and obviously learning about your family. One of the things that we learned about was your grandfather The fact that he was a huge Tigers fan. Tell us the story of your grandfather and how it all kind of came together when you got drafted.
Of course, yeah. I actually, last night, my sister texted our family chat and said they're talking about Grandpa on the broadcast. And, you know, and I hadn't necessarily brought that up to too many people at this point in my career. But, no, yeah, so I grew up with my grandfather in my home most of my life, and so I didn't have any older brothers, but my 80 to 90 year old grandfather kind of acted as an older brother than me. I mean, he did all sorts of things, you know, played like horse, you know, in the basement on a little mini basketball hoop. So he was super important to me, always watching sports. I get the love for sports and specifically baseball probably from him. I mean, he always had the TV on, always yelling at the TV. But no, yeah, he grew up as a Tigers fan. I don't know why. He's from New Jersey. He was born in New York and then from New Jersey, and then, you know, lived with us in Pennsylvania for the latter half of his life. And but just always a Tigers fan. And so, you know, I was blessed that he got to live as long as he did. He was going to be 96 the month after he passed. And yeah, he was able to watch my entire college career up until the last game I pitched, which was awesome that he was able to see that through to the end. And, you know, obviously the professional aspirations were always there, and it was becoming more of a reality as you get closer to that and you get talked to and scouts reach out. You know, you realize that that's a very realistic possibility. But then he passed away in June, a month before the draft. And that was tough because of, you know, how important he was to me and just the love he gave me for the game and just what he meant to my family. He's my mom's father. And so then to be drafted, then it really got pretty emotional in our household. You know, I kind of knew about 2 minutes before my name got called that I was going to the Tigers, and it kind of started to set in for me. And then, but though, to see my mom's reaction, you know, like, you know, they said my name and it was the Tigers and everything. And then, you know, the next 5 minutes, I think it really set in for especially my mom, and she got really emotional, just like how blessed that is, and that, you know, he's looking down on me to see that opportunity I'm going to have, you know. It's an awesome story and super cool how God has his hand in that. Even though he took him away, you know, a month prior, you know, be able to see most of my career. I mean, he's definitely still watching over me, and it's awesome.
And everything comes full circle. Yeah. And it's just a great story to hear, and obviously a message from heaven, the great beyond, whatever you want to call it. And just, it's so great to hear something like that. And obviously it kind of makes you feel like you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just, it was interesting to be able to, we found some old pictures of him in different, you know, he had a Tigers hat. We had this, my brother-in-law ended up having it. It's like a big varsity letter jacket with a big, you know, English D on it that, like, we never would have known we would have needed it, you know, and it just kind of sat in a closet for a while. And then all of a sudden it's like, now it's very relevant to what's going on and whatnot. And we had a picture in our basement of the last pitch at Tiger Stadium, the old stadium. And it was, I've actually never been to Comerica or the old Tiger, old stadium, but we had that picture and it was kind of iconic. So I would always see it and I'd be like, oh, this is interesting. It was obviously important to my grandfather, and who knows how crazy is it that I'm looking at a picture of the team playing, not necessarily where I will play hopefully one day, but where I would be drafted and be able to pursue a professional career.
Well, something tells me that the fact that it was able to work itself out to where you ended up in this organization, the day that you end up on that mound in Comerica, he's going to be right there with you too. Yeah. Now that you're here, what are you learning about this level? Because this is a tough jump, and now you're starting to kind of figure your way through it. So what's it been like learning another level?
Yeah, I think the one thing I always have tried to do, especially now in my professional career, is to anticipate and have good self-awareness. So, you know, I'm having success down in Lakeland in the first half of the season, but always trying to anticipate, what do I do well now that is not going to work in High A in West Michigan? And then what am I going to figure out here and do well here that won't work in Erie? So on and so forth, because there's no way any of us will be the same player we are now that then plays in Double A, Triple A, and then the big leagues. So sort of this refinement process you go through, and having the self-awareness to be able to do that is, I think, extremely important. And first and foremost, you know, coming up here and having a few struggles, you know, it's probably the first time I've faced some adversity in my professional career. But first of all, like before, like I am a baseball player, before I'm anything, from a brother, an uncle, a son, I'm a follower of Christ. And that just gives me such an awesome foundation that, you know, before I, you know, go to bed at night, before I go to sleep, just to know that and be grateful for the position I'm in, but also kind of have this balancing act of also having this ambition that the life I live out, that I pursue my faith and this journey and my relationship with Christ, so that others can see that. And that, you know, going through the leagues, there's so many ups and downs in baseballs, but for me, like, that identity and that faith and that relationship is a constant. And no matter the highs and the lows in the game, like being promoted but then struggling and then maybe being promoted again, or then just pitching really well for a whole season, you know, and getting called up to the big leagues, getting sent down, getting injured, like through all of that, it's not gonna matter. Like, everything's gonna be okay because of that relationship. But yeah, like, definitely just having that self-awareness to anticipate, what do I do well that will not work later, and then refining it to be a better version of yourself every time.
I've heard a lot about body balance, but nobody ever talks about mind balance. Yeah. And apparently that's something that I think people should probably consider a whole lot. Joe Adametz, the pitcher for the West Michigan Whitecaps, thank you very much for taking some time with us. Really, really interesting conversation. Can't wait for people to hear this. Thank you very much for spending some time.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Joe Adametz right here on Whitecaps Radio.
This is West Michigan's home for the Whitecaps. WJRW Grand Rapids. W291 DJ Grand Rapids. A Cumulus Media Station. The Ticket. West Michigan's sports leader.
Hi, I'm John Subar. My family and I are third generation owners of Model Coverall Service. For 100 years, Model has improved the image, cleanliness, productivity, and safety of workers and workplaces here in West Michigan. Thank you for your loyalty to us. We'll keep supporting the Whitecaps and the West Michigan community just as we have for 100 years. Hit a home run for your company. Go to modelcoverall.com. Modelcoverall.com. Since 1923.
You just slept on it funny. I think it's supposed to be that color. It's probably just something you ate. That'll clear right up with some aloe. Some chicken soup will have you back on your feet in no time. Not sure. But Mom will probably know.
Don't rely on guesswork. For 85 years, Blue Cross has been providing Michiganders with access to the care and resources they need. And we'll be ready to help for the next 85 years.
At Lake Michigan Credit Union, they know there are two sides to every home purchase. The logical, how much is the down payment? How much are the monthly payments? And the emotional, does it feel like home? Can we see ourselves growing old here? At Lake Michigan Credit Union, they don't choose sides. LMCU offers low rates and low down payments for the roof over your head and warm, friendly service for the roof over your heart. Visit lmcu.org/mortgage and discover why they're Michigan's number one mortgage lender. An equal housing lender. NMLS number 442967.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You're more than a student at Ferris State, you're a bulldog. Hey, this is Bill Pink, president of Ferris State University. And whether you're conquering challenges in the classroom or dominating the field as one of our national champions, being a bulldog means never letting go of your goals. Whether you're a future business leader, a healthcare hero, an esports innovator, or have your sights set on another extraordinary path, at Ferris State, you'll accelerate your life forward at the speed of industry. So unleash the bulldog in you at Ferris State University. Apply now at ferris.edu.
The Grand Rapids Community College experiences small class sizes, hands-on learning, and state-of-the-art technology taught by faculty with real-world experience. It's professional trades and career programs that build your skills for in-demand fields or a seamless transfer of your pre-major to the four-year college or university of your choice. The GRCC experience is nationally ranked athletics teams, honors programs, and comprehensive student support services at GRCC Main Campus in Grand Rapids and GRCC Lakeshore Campus in Holland.
Welcome back, everybody, to Parkview Field in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Well, we're still in a holding pattern. The tarp is on the field. Our rain delay continues here from Fort Wayne, Indiana. The rain started coming down earlier this afternoon around 2 o'clock local time, and ever since then, our tarp has been on the field. So throughout the afternoon, the Whitecaps have been indoors. They've been taking indoor batting time, indoor batting practice, if you will. A lot of the soft toss, a lot of the work in the pitching machines and doing all the things that they can do to keep themselves loose and to get themselves ready for baseball here today, but doesn't beat the real stuff. It happens on the field. So we are still in a holding pattern. The Whitecaps were expecting to be approached by the Fort Wayne Tin Caps staff as well as the grounds crew. And our umpires for this contest, Isabella Robb, as well as our head umpire in this one, or at least our home plate umpire in this one, beg your pardon, Stone Garver, who was going to participate in that conversation as well. But we are expecting some more rain to begin around here shortly. So if that is to be the case, we are expecting to be postponed here tonight. And actually, just as we tell you that, we did just get word that tonight's game has in fact been postponed. So, real live breaking news as we talk to you here from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Tonight's game between the West Michigan Whitecaps and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps has in fact
been postponed. It just was too much and too steady of rain throughout the course of the evening here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It just would not let up, and it has actually slowed down a bit, but the problem is that we have more rain on the way here tonight, so that makes things just doubly complicated here this evening. So tomorrow, here's the new plan. We will start at 5:05. We'll be on the air beginning probably around 5 o'clock with Whitecaps pregame. We'll also have 30 minutes between the two ball games, and then we'll have the Whitecaps and the Tin Caps for you with their second game. Both those games will be 7 innings in length coming up tomorrow here from Parkview Field. Joe Miller and Jaden Hamm will be the starting pitchers for West Michigan if all holds to what we expect. And on the other side, Sam Whiting, and then the second pitcher, Isaiah Lowe, will get the calls for Fort Wayne. So that's a look at how the pitching will stack up on both sides here in Fort Wayne. So unfortunately, we do not have baseball for you here tonight. We will have baseball for you times two coming up tomorrow between the Whitecaps and the Tin Caps. So that's going to wrap things up here from Parkview Field. Our thanks to all the good people who make these broadcasts possible. Again, catch us tomorrow around 5 p.m. with our Whitecaps pregame, an abbreviated Whitecaps pregame, and then the first pitch between the Whitecaps and the Tin Caps beginning at 5:05. For all of us at the West Michigan Whitecaps, my name is Dan Hasty. We will talk to you coming up tomorrow right here on the Whitecaps Baseball Network. Again, tonight's game is postponed. We'll play two tomorrow. Until then, so long, everybody.
Whitecaps Baseball has been brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, Alta Equipment Company, Aero Waste, Auto Owners Insurance, Valley Live, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Centennial Securities, Family Fair Supermarkets, Ferris State University, General RV, Gordon Food Service, Grand Rapids Community College, Great Lakes Motor Coach, Master Spas, Milk Means More, Model Coverall, Molson Coors, Ridge Heating and Cooling, Stratus Cleaning Solutions, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. You've been listening to West Michigan Whitecaps Baseball, a presentation of the West Michigan Whitecaps. Copyright 2024 by the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues. Thanks for tuning in to Whitecaps Baseball.